Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. Anitarian loves basketball.
I just like the adrenaline of the game. I love the team aspect of it.
She's been playing essentially all her life.
I was dribbling a basketball before I could walk. I just fell in love with it from the moment I stepped in the gym. And then once I could play, I was like, I love this even more.
And she plays while living with type 1 diabetes.
I was a little nervous, a little like scared of what the future will look like, if I was being honest.
Anna was diagnosed with T1D in the spring of 2023. In fact, it happened while she was on a recruiting trip for college.
I was just not feeling so well, so my mom took me into a walk-in clinic, and before you know it, they took my blood sugar, and it was 647, and the rest was history.
You see, a normal blood sugar is 80. Anna's was more than 600.
I was just nervous. Because you don't really know. Like, we didn't really know anything of T1D. I just wanted to get home when I found out. Like, I didn't want to stay in the hospital.
T1D is an autoimmune disease. The pancreas can no longer produce insulin, which controls sugar levels in your body. Therefore, someone with T1D needs to control their blood sugar at all times, 24 hours a day. A blood sugar too low can mean seizures, falling unconscious, comas, or even worse. And a blood sugar too high can lead to catastrophic issues inside your body, like organ failure or even a loss of limbs.
A lot of questions filled my head when I found out. So just all like those feelings and thoughts were just racing through my head.
How'd your parents take it? Were they doing okay?
Yeah, they were hanging in there. I could tell they were trying to be strong for me because I was a mess, but it was a lot of tears and emotions running through them, but they held strong for the most part.
And for Anna, what would it mean for her favorite pastime?
My biggest question was if I would ever be able to play basketball again and at a high level, and then thinking of college, how that would look like.
But this plucky teenager has figured it out. It takes a lot of discipline and management and technology, but Anna is succeeding, both on and off the court.
We came back home and got all the training and all the things here connected to children's, and we've been thriving ever since.
Anna wears a continuous glucose monitor, which measures her blood sugar in real time. She also wears an insulin pump, which provides her life-saving medication 24 hours a day.
If you think about finding a cure, that's the first step, is getting on a CGM and insulin pump, because it makes your life so much easier with T1D. It's truly life-changing.
And how are you feeling? You feeling good? You feeling like you have control of everything?
Yes. Every day is different, you know, and keeping an open mind, positive attitude always helps, but it's going well. It's adjustment to go back to school, I'll tell you that. Every year is different, but just having that good community and support system is really key to helping me succeed every day with my T1D.
And as far as basketball goes,
it's super exciting that my sister and I can play together at Michigan State, so we're super excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's pretty awesome. That's right. Both Anna and her twin sister, Amy, are joining the Spartans.
Diabetes refuses to stick to its scripts. A lot more patience, practice, perseverance, preparation, that all goes into it. But if you have a great support system, a great community, you can actually manage it and control it.